Notice of Information Practices. Your information, your rights, our responsibilities. This notice describes how confidential information about you may be used and disclosed and how you can get access to this information. Please review it carefully. Understanding your counseling/mental health record information when you visit Youth and Family Alternatives, Incorporated YFA. We make a record of your visit. Typically, this record contains an assessment that includes your family history, the reasons that brought you to our agency, demographic information, the service plan and plan for future care or treatment. This information serves the following basis for planning your care and treatment. Means of communication among the agencies and professionals who may contribute to your care. Legal document describing the care that you received. Source of information for public health officials charged with improving the health of the regions they serve. Tool to assess the appropriateness and quality of care that you received. Tool to improve the quality of counseling and achieve better client outcomes. Your rights. You have the right to get a copy of your paper or electronic medical record. Correct your paper or electronic medical record. Request confidential communication. Ask us to limit the information we share. Get a list of those with whom we've shared your information. Get a copy of this privacy notice. Choose someone to act for you. File a complaint if you believe your privacy rights have been violated. Your choices. You have some choices in the way that we use and share information. As we tell family and friends about your condition, provide disaster relief, provide mental health care, market our services and sell your information, raise funds. Our uses and disclosures. We may use and share your information as we treat you, run our organization, bill for your services, help with public health and safety issues, do research, comply with the law, respond to organ and tissue donation requests, work with a medical examiner or funeral director, address workers' compensation, law enforcement, and other government requests, respond to lawsuits and legal actions. What is protected health information? Your protected health information 5 is information that would enable the person reading or hearing it to identify you individually, referred to as individually identifiable health information. This information includes any identifying information that is not public record. It includes your name and address, your financial information, your past, present or future physical or mental health conditions, the provision of health care to you, the past, present or future payment for the provision of health care to you, your genetic information, your rights. When it comes to your health information, you have certain rights. This section explains your rights and some of our responsibilities to help you. Get an electronic or paper copy of your case record. You can ask to see or get an electronic or paper copy of your medical record and other health information we have about you. In certain situations, such as if access would cause harm, we can deny access. You do not have the right to psychotherapy notes, information compliant in a reasonable anticipation of or for use in civil, criminal, or administrative actions or proceedings, information that was obtained from someone other than a healthcare provider under promise of confidentiality and the requested access would be reasonably likely to reveal the source of the information. We will provide a copy or a summary of your health information, usually within 30 days of your request. We may charge a reasonable, cost-based fee. Ask us to correct your medical record. You can ask us to correct health information about you that you think is incorrect or incomplete. Ask us how to do this. We may say no to your request, but we'll tell you why in writing within 60 days. Request confidential communications. You can ask us to contact you in a specific way, for example, home or office phone, or to send mail to a different address. We will say yes to all reasonable requests. Ask us to limit what we use or share. You can ask us not to use or share certain health information for treatment, payment, or our operations. We are not required to agree to your request, and we may say no if it would affect your care. If you pay for a service or healthcare item out of pocket in full, you can ask us not to share that information for the purpose of payment or our operations with your health insurer. We will say yes unless the law requires us to share that information. Get a list of those with whom we've shared information. You can ask for a list accounting of the times we've shared your health information for 6 years prior to the date you ask, who we shared it with, and why. We will include all the disclosures except for those about treatment, payment, and healthcare operations, and certain other disclosures such as any you ask us to make. We'll provide one accounting a year for free, but we'll charge a reasonable, cost-based fee if you ask for another one within 12 months. Get a copy of this privacy notice. You can ask for a paper copy of this notice at any time, even if you have agreed to receive the notice electronically. We will provide you with a paper copy promptly. This document is also available on our agency website at www.afinc.org. Web link. Choose someone to act for you. If you have given someone medical power of attorney, or if someone is your legal guardian, that person can exercise your rights and make choices about your health information. We will make sure the person has this authority and can act for you before we take any action. File a complaint if you feel your rights are violated. You can complain if you feel we have violated your rights by contacting us at the address below. You can file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights by sending a letter to 200 Independence Avenue, SW, Washington, D.C. 20201, calling 1-area-code 877-696-6775 or visiting www.hhs.gov web link. We will not retaliate against you for filing a complaint. Your choices for certain health information, you can't tell us your choices about what we share. If you have a clear preference for how we share your information in the situations described below, talk to us. Tell us what you want us to do, and we will follow your instructions. In these cases, you have both the right and choice to tell us to share information with your family, close friends, or others involved in your care. Share information in a disaster relief situation if you are not able to tell us your preference. For example, if you are unconscious, we may go ahead and share your information if we believe it is in your best interest. We may also share your information when needed to lessen the serious and imminent threat to health or safety. In these cases, we never share your information unless you give us written permission. Marketing purposes, sale of your information, most sharing of psychotherapy notes. In the case of fundraising, we may contact you for fundraising efforts, but you can tell us not to contact you. Again, our uses and disclosures. We typically use or share your health information in the following ways. Treat you. We can use your health information and share it with other professionals who are treating you. Example, the doctor treating you for an injury asks another doctor about your overall health condition. Run our organization. We can use and share your health information to run our practice, improve your care, and contact you when necessary. Example, we use health information about you to manage your treatment and services. Bill for your services. We can use and share your health information to bill and get payment from health plans or other entities. Example, we give information about you to your health insurance plan so it will pay for your services. Work with our contracted business associates and contractors. The YFA contracts with individuals, other agencies, and businesses to carry out some of the services for which we are responsible. Examples would include technology vendors and services. How else can we use or share your health information? We are allowed or required to share your information in other ways, usually in ways that contribute to the public good, such as public health and research. We have to meet many conditions in the law before we can share your information for these purposes. For more information, see www.hhs.gov web link. Help with public health and safety issues. We can share health information about you for certain situations such as preventing disease, helping with product recalls, reporting adverse reactions to medications, reporting suspected abuse, neglect, or domestic violence, preventing or reducing the serious threat to anyone's health or safety. Do research. We can use or share your information for health research. Comply with the law. We will share information about you if state or federal laws require it, including with the Department of Health and Human Services if it wants to see that we're complying with federal privacy law. Respond to organ and tissue donation requests. We can share health information about you with organ procurement organizations. Work with a medical examiner or funeral director. We can share health information with a coroner, medical examiner, your funeral director when an individual dies. Address workers' compensation, law enforcement, and other government requests. We can use or share health information about you for workers' compensation claims for law enforcement purposes or with a law enforcement official with health oversight agencies for activities authorized by law for special government functions such as military, national security, and presidential protective services. Respond to lawsuits and legal actions. We can share health information about you in response to a court or administrative order, or in response to a subpoena. Our responsibilities. We are required by law to maintain the privacy and security of your protected health information. We will let you know promptly if a breach occurs that may have compromised the privacy or security of your information. We must follow the duties and privacy practices described in this notice and give you a copy of it. We will not use or share your information other than as described here unless you tell us we can in writing. If you tell us we can, you may change your mind at any time. Let us know in writing if you change your mind. For more information, see www.hhs.gov web link. Changes to the terms of this notice. We can change the terms of this notice, and the changes will apply to all information we have about you. The new notice will be available upon request, in our office, and on our website www.ifinc.org. This notice of privacy practices applies to Youth and Family Alternatives, Incorporated, their business associates and subcontractors. If you feel your privacy rights have been violated, or you disagree with a decision we made about your protected health information fight, you may file a complaint directly with YFA and/or with the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services by contacting either agency at the addresses below. No retaliatory actions will be taken against you for filing a complaint. Mark Phillips, HIPPA Privacy and Security Officer, Youth and Family Alternatives, Incorporated, 7524 Plant Road, Newport Beach, Florida 34653, voice phone, area code 727-835-4166, extension 330, fax 727-835-3942, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Sam Nunn, Atlanta, Federal Center, Suite 16, T7061 Forsyth Street, SW, Atlanta, Georgia 30303-8909, voice phone, area code 40456274-53, fax area code 40456278-81, DDB area code 40456278-84, _ Mark Wickham, President and CEO, Youth and Family Alternatives, Incorporated, effective March 5, 2015.